This is Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Sol Danela. I sit here with Carmen Cruz, community activist, a humanist, and the founder of the Silent Procession.
Yeah, it's a Silent Procession, New York City for Puerto Rico.
We're going to talk about the Silent Procession.
Yes. You know, there's an old saying, de aguas brava, me cuido yo. Y de aguas silenciosa, que me cuide Dios. And that's the way I feel about silence. That it's so powerful that it definitely gets people wondering, mm-hmm. you know, and they feel the power of it because they really don't know mm-hmm. the undercurrent.
Right. But let's go back. Mm-hmm. To the genesis, really, of when you decided to take this action.
Well, you know, I mean, everyone knows about when Trump went to Puerto Rico and threw the paper towels, and it enraged a lot of people. I was home, and I was foaming at the mouth. And at that time, I have been volunteering and packing things and sending items to Puerto Rico. And I started pacing around and I said, you know, he has attacked the integrity of my people. He has attacked our orgullo. And I was enraged. And I said, I have to do something else besides volunteering to stand up to that and show people, you know, what we're all about. And, what really the Puerto Rican community is up against, because people have to be educated. So it was a procession of them of protest, but at the same time to make people aware, to keep Puerto Rico in the forefront and its struggle for survival, and of course to be in solidarity with the island.
And your solidarity with the island, of course I know it, but I want people to know about it, your love for the island, for Puerto Rico, its welfare. Where does that seed in you come from?
Well, I was hecha y nacida in Puerto Rico, and I do come from a political family. I was aware, I was surrounded by politics and people of intellect and political activists. From God, as far as I remember, I was like 2 years old when all these intellectuals that, I'm not saying in terms of that they were higher than anyone else, but these were people that were very, very conscious, you know, of what was going on in Puerto Rico. And they would meet in my home. So it was a group of men, you know, very distinguished with a lot of integrity. You know, that's what I always remember. There was that pride. And my father would sit me on his lap. Now, I didn't know what was going on, but I was impressed. I was affected by being part of that. And I remember it very, very clearly. So I think that, you know, I believe that I was absorbing through my pores whatever was going on in those meetings.
And talk about your travel to and from. I'm getting at that experience of the diaspora, of which you are very much a part of.
Yes.
And how does that become? How does that grow? And how did you at any point in time realize you were part of that diaspora?
Well, I mean, I've worked a lot with young people. And I have always told them, I said, when you lock that door and you're getting ready to walk out of your house, always remember that you are a representative of your people. So you make sure that you always present yourself in a dignified and proud way. Because it's not about you, it's about everyone. And anything that you do is going to reflect who we are. So, you know, that has always been my belief. My mother was my first teacher. She definitely made sure that we retained our first language, which was Spanish, or is Spanish, and she was my first teacher because, you know, I would go in the kitchen with her and she would teach me about Puerto Rican history. So that has already, you know, was always instilled in me, and both my parents were very, you know, were political activists.
So back to the silent procession, talk about the route that it takes and why it begins in El Barrio, and then where we walk to and where we end.
Exactly. Well, you know, starting it off in El Barrio, because El Barrio is so significant in terms of what it depicts of the Puerto Rican population. A lot of initiatives, a lot of innovativeness have come out of El Barrio.
Yeah, so, struggle and overcoming.
Exactly. So, you know, that's why, and I live in El Barrio. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on East 97th Street, so I am part of this community. And I have been a political activist from the time I was like 20 years old. And I would come to El Barrio, and I was very involved with all the political activists within El Barrio, especially during the period of the war against poverty. So, you know, it's very much a part of
the
of
war
my history.
Against poverty during the civil rights movement.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. You know, during the late 60s mm-hmm. and early 70s, mm-hmm. I was very, very involved in all the, you know, community activism and political activism that was taking place.
Yeah. Well, you know, and now the Young Lords photo exhibit that Miguel Luciano put together, I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, what a nice, you know, match that it should happen in tandem time.
Yes.
With... unfortunately, in commemoration of a very tragic event mm-hmm. that was, you know, Hurricane Maria, obviously, but also, you know, the acknowledgement of the community here, you know, and Miguel Luciano being who he is and so magnificent in that, bringing that history alive.
Yes, yes. Well, I've been to several exhibits because Hiram Myristani, who is a very, very good friend of mine, and he actually was the only one that documented the Young Lords from start to finish. And recently, you know, there was the 50th year anniversary at the Schomburg Center. And it was like a family reunion. And, you know, during the time that the Young Lords were very, very active, I moved back to Puerto Rico. I had always traveled back and forth. And then in 1968, I decided to move back. And I'm so happy that I did that because I was really able to live the life there and travel throughout the island. So that definitely solidified, you know, my own Puerto Rican-ness, if you want to call it, and my pride, and saw, you know, and during that time, things were pretty good, you know, and, but unfortunately, I was not here when the Young Lords were in all its power.
In action.
However, I knew many of the people that were members of the Young Lords, like Felipe Luciano, Pedro Pietri. So when I came back, it was really towards the end of that era of the Young Lords. And yet, so at the tail end of it, I did get involved with them. A matter of fact, I was one of the people that took over New York Magazine with Felipe Luciano and some other Young Lord members because of a headline that they had in front of the cover, The Big Mango is Here, which we took offense to. So I was part of that. And we took over the magazine for one whole week.
You know, their actions and all of the community that rose up in that time made a difference. I mean, there's so many institutions that we can name that rose out of that.
Yes.
This morning of Miguel's project or his intentions, you know, to keep the story alive and to bring it, to amplify it in a different way.
Yes.
In the exhibit that he has Absolutely. Right now across El Barrio.
Yeah.
And that it should fall in this anniversary and the procession and it's synergy, you know?
Yes. I mean, look, you know, to be quite honest, I will not name names. However, they says, oh, silent, no, you got to scream. And I said, look, there's not a right way and there's not a wrong way.
True.
You know, what's important that we all do what we need to do for Puerto Rico. So, you know, it's what I call vertical and horizontal marketing. And, you know, so, because at the beginning, certainly, you know, I was not attacked, but criticized for the fact that it was a silent procession because they believe in more outspoken demonstration. And I'm involved with many, many groups. And when I join them and I support them because I believe, you know, because it's all for Puerto Rico. So it's not a matter of the method and the approach. It's about we're doing it for Puerto Rico. And when I join, you know, when I'm participating with those groups, if they say to jump up 3 times and scream, that's what I do. You know, I don't go there and dictate, well, listen, you got to do it silently, okay? Like I said, there's no right way and there's no wrong way. All ways are the right way.
That's
as long
right.
as we're all doing something.
Mm-hmm. To me, you know, like I participate and I, the reason I appreciate it is because I feel like we're in a mourning process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we're
yes.
mourning about not only how our island and our people were treated after the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
but also for all of these years of subjugation, of oppression, all of the sad consequences that our history has brought to our people.
Yeah.
And now I think of the Bahamas, and I think of all the people that are
mm-hmm.
out there in the world trying to find a better life, and there's so much to say that there are not enough words.
I know.
And I feel like walking silently is, in a way, very poetic. And
yes,
just,
yes.
You know, I walk in solidarity with the people. With all of the people, right, that are experiencing similar circumstances
yes.
to our own.
Look, you know, there are so many layers of issues and suffering and struggle for survival going on that, you know, my heart breaks, but I could only do but so much, and I try to help and get involved in, you know, as many causes that I can. You know, recently I went to the UN. And, you know, Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. She, you know, she organized
Fridays
the
for Future.
Youth, youth, you know, the youth climate change. I was there. You know, I was part of that
mm-hmm.
Because I supported and I am concerned about, I'm very, very concerned about the environment. Matter of fact, just yesterday I went on the internet. And there's been similar fires in Africa that have not been reported. And land, much more land burning than the amount of land that has burned in the Amazon. No one has reported it. Why? Because it's Africa? You know, and I was like appalled by it. And I made a comment. I said, thank you for making me aware. I was not aware of this. So, like I said, there are so many layers of concerns and issues and sufferings going on. And I try to support as many as possible. You know, I'll send money, whether it's, you know, $20 here, $20 there, to support certain causes. But I try to step back, because otherwise I will burn myself out. And, you know, so I have to just keep focused on remaining, you know, within certain parameters so that I don't burn myself out. Because otherwise then I'm going to stop being effective.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the silent procession is the main priority. I'm also involved with canceling the debt, you know, with the canceling the debt group. And I have been attending the court hearings at the U.S. District Court at 500 Pearl Street, where the hearings in Puerto Rico are being Skyped in, to New York. So I'm involved with that group. And actually, this year, I have invited that banner, Cancel the Debt, to join the silent procession. So it will be, last year I added the exempt Puerto Rico from the Jones Act. Then the next banner that will follow is Cancel the Debt. And then the last banner is Rebuilding Puerto Rico. And for me, it's like a composition. There is a huge message there that we can't rebuild unless we get rid of the Jones Act and get rid of the debt.
Yeah, and the lousy leaders that still remain.
Yeah, yeah. So,
So when is Silent Procession?
The Silent Procession is scheduled for Sunday, September 22, 2019, in a couple of weeks. And the gathering point is White Park on East 106th Street, between Lexington and Third Avenues. And I'm asking people to be there, you know, at 9 o'clock, because they have to check in. And there's a lot that goes on, and then there's a short ceremony. And only just, I make the ceremony only a half hour, so I don't bore people. And then we start organizing to march.
And we march from 107th.
We march from 106th Street to Trump Tower.
On Fifth Avenue.
No, not on Fifth. We actually march on Lexington Avenue. This year, they made a little bit of a mistake, because the 92nd Street Y has their street festival. So we will be walking on Lexington Avenue and then making a left go towards Second Avenue. We will be marching on Second Avenue this year up to 70th Street, and there we'll then go back to Lexington Avenue and straight to Fifth Avenue and 60th Street, where Trump Tower is.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of excited that that the change, you know, marching on Second Avenue and then picking up Lexington Avenue, because the demographics there are so, there's a diverse demographics there. And I have to tell you that on Lexington Avenue, we were embraced from day one, from the first procession that took place on November 19th, 2017. People actually embraced us, supported us. And when they saw that we were silent, they became silent out of respect. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I'm going to see just how we're, received on Second Avenue.
Well, to end, to close it off, what would you say is a message that you have for younger generations of people that want to do something and don't know where to start or how to start?
Right. Well, you know, I always say that el orgullo borincano is what makes us warriors. And for the youth, learn about your heritage. Learn about your culture. Learn about your history, because that's what's going to give you that foundation for el orgullo borincano, and that's what will make you a warrior.
Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome.
You warrior woman, you.
And thank you for having me.